Proclamation number 8714 of 2nd of January, 1964. Hard struggle and suffering in the end time. All of you are in need of great spiritual help, for the time left to you until the end is only short. Many will still be called away before, and they will have even less time at their disposal to work on their souls. But they will not have to pass the difficult faith struggle, which requires exceedingly much strength and you therefore always need help, but which you are also allowed to experience at any time. Because only this faith struggle is the last phase, whose end will then also bring the destruction of the surface of the earth, where all life of man and animal will be ended and also the plant and rock world experiences its dissolving, because a new order is to be created and therefore a development period comes to an end and a new one starts again. Who still experiences this time, he will have to struggle extremely to pass it, because only very believing men will have the power to win over their enemies, because these men request it from me, and I certainly do not leave them without help. For then only deeply believing people who belong to the adversary will enliven the earth, which is why the separation will then also be accomplished. The adversary will strongly press mine, he will try everything to take away their faith. But the latter are strong in faith and in love, and so they are also in possession of power to offer resistance, and they will also emerge as victors out of this lost fight. But much help is still to be given to all men before, so that they can free themselves from the enemy of their souls, so that also still out of the camp of the enemy men change over to the ones who are mine and are still one for my kingdom. People who are without faith because their intellect resists educated teachings are to be shown the way to the right faith. The possibility is also to be open to them to think and to reach convinced faith in a God and Creator, so that their thinking changes and they also change their way of life, which before is only earthly worldly orientated. I will try everything to still warn quite many that they open themselves to truth, that they feel impressed and do not reject everything what they have been taught so far. But only pure truth can bring this success that man still turns to me shortly before the end. Only truth also carries the power in itself to accomplish a change of will. But truth is only accepted by people who are willing to love, whereas the unloving person will reject everything, no matter how logically and comprehensibly it is explained to him, for the unloving person is already a member of the adversary who does not release him either but keeps him captive because he is unloving. And what still can increase the willingness to love of a man, that will also happen. And that is why still much disaster will pass over earth where fellow men can show their love to those affected by the disaster, where they carry out works of love through their willingness to help, which are of inestimable benefit to their souls. I only want to achieve one thing, that love is awakened in men, because everyone is able to love, because a divine love spark slumbers in him. And that is why there is so much misfortune on earth. Men are afflicted by disasters and accidents of every kind, and they are to prove themselves. They are to help where it is possible, and truly, it will not be their own harm. For they do not find the way to meeting the well-being of the body, not in earthly joys and pleasures, but certainly in view of the misery and unhappiness of their fellow human beings, where their thoughts are nevertheless directed towards him, who is Lord over life and death and whose influence and help is visibly recognizable, if man himself has not caused the disaster and is to blame for it. Then man, who do not want to believe, are also not to be brought to believe. But as soon as all human influence is eliminated, they must acknowledge a higher power, and there is the possibility that they bow to this higher power. And with it already much would be achieved, because if a man acknowledges a God, then he also gives himself to him in hours of danger and deep trouble, which become more and more frequent the closer the end is, because I want to win the souls, but not lose them to him, who is to blame for their apostasy. Amen.